Everybody.
Hashem, good morning. Good
How are
morning.
you? Technisch was Avi Mori, Jakob mit Yisrael Pinchas, Technisch was Daniel Shein, was Yishua Falak, Technisch was Shlomo Zalman ben Eliyahu. Okay, so today is the last shiur of the Arlimud in Yerodea for this So we started at the end of August last year, and now it's the end of July. So Baruch Hashem. Really, we should do more, but okay. Okay, so, and then we'll have to discuss when should we have the Bechina. But let's just say the Shir now, and then we'll go from there. In Parshas Hazinu, it says, Erech Lam Beis Pasuk Lam Ches, So it talks about Yenisichom. Yenisichom is the wine that's poured by Avodah Zarah. And that's the Yayineset, which is Mamish poured by Avodah Zarah. And that's here in Gemara in Avodah Zarah, on Chavtes on the base. Yayin min Olan, as the Gemara says.
Rabbi, could you just tell Ari Zucker to mute?
Ari Zucker, Ari, we're trying to. Okay.
Thanks.
Eluvim shol v'kachav asur miyisur miyisur hanah. Hayayin v'hachometz olovei v'chorim. The verse says, Yayin menolan amar rabba bar avu amar kora shechilev zvachem yuchelu yushtein yayin nesicha. Mazev v'chosur b'hano, af yayin nami osur b'hano. So, yayin is osur b'hano. But the question is, does it really say that you get Malchus? Because it doesn't say that, it just says, you know, you don't have a beferish alav. And that's what he says here on page 5 in Hilchos Macholos Asuras. Yayin shenisnasech la'achum osur v'hanayi v'ashosu bimenu, and if you drink, kol shu lo kemen haTorah. So the Kesef Mishnah is the Kasha. Moshekosov is a loke in Yodea Minaylo, the Rabbeinu. Sassi Lamban Masagosov, Shehukshalozeh. Kosov is a Lashon, and also a Dati Mokom of Malchus as a, or Isiv at Hena. Although he talks to Yukim and Siv, the Koral Chav, and Halta Bizivcho. Right, that's the way, and Posek and Kisiso. You go to the Goy, he's going to invite you, and you're going to eat from his Shechita. Shinyana Petichros Brish the Yoshiv Arts, the Karalacha, the Achalta, Mizivcho, Wulin Mania, the Moshim Fursam, Mishomer Pen Va'al. Of course, it says, Hishomer Lacha Petichros Brish, Yoshiv Arts. So included in the Hishomer Lacha Petichros Brish is the Zevach and the Yayin that he's going to invite you to eat in his house. So, because the Mishnah says that that's the source. So that's a real Issur D'oraisa. When it's nisnasech l'avodah zarah, mamash was poured l'avodah zarah, and then Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer on page 10, it discusses from Pilchus that Rabbi Pilchus v'hechrim al Yisrael b'shol shem ha'meforsh. He made a cheirim that you shouldn't drink Goyisha wine. So it's already the time of Pilchus. And then the Gemara in Avodah Zarah has pasuk from Daniel on page 11. Vayesem Daniel libo shall yizgob pas bagamel v'yein mishtof. The Ramban on page 12 asked the Kasha. The Torah stam yein and lana good to mishum shem nistach with Avodah Zarah. In other words, he says, the din d'oraisa is only if it's mamish nisnasek l'avodah zarah. But we make a din d'rabbanan on anything that any wine of the guy that he poured, even if he didn't pour it l'avodah zarah. Right? He's just drinking lunch. He's eating lunch, he pours some wine, nothing to do with l'avodah zarah. So we ask that also. So the question is, so why don't we say that's a din d'oraisa? Because maybe it was nisnasek l'avodah zarah. So he says, no, it's a miyut. Also lo shchicha. So it's, therefore it's not a din d'oraisa. It's not a really suffering d'oraisa. But midrabbanan, they made an issa. Okay, now page 15. Says Yain Shen Nisnasek L'Avodah Zarah also B'Hanoch. And then Chachamim Gozru Al Stam Yainam Mishum B'Noseya. Come to marry Goy. Basurach B'Hanoch Al Pishul also came to Shard Zvarim Shukos. Batam Kevan, page 16, came to Yain Nesach Gomer also B'Hanoch. If you have Yain Nesach Gomer, it's also Bahana, also Stam Yainam, Ke'ilu Vadei Nisnasech. So Stam Yainam, we made a Gezeira, and we treat it as if it was Vadei Nisnasech. Yechmiru Lesser Bahana, and that's also Aser Bahana. And even a few Maga Goy B'Yain Shalano, if a Goy touches our wine, if a guy touches our wine, then also it's us. But Rashbam, page 17 in the tour, Chasa b'shem Rashi, Shechasa v'shem Hagoyinim, the Bizman hazeh ain't yisr hano b'magah shol goy b'yayin shalot. That if a guy touches our wine, Bizman hazeh, well, it's not going to be an yisr hano. If a guy Bizman hazeh ain't regilim v'naseich l'avodah zarah. Because goyim, so it'll still be an yisr achila, but it won't be an Issa Hanah, because the Goyim today are not, and we saw in the Truvas Ramah, those that learned in the Shir this year, that in certain communities, they even drank the wine, right, of Goyim, right, Rav Katan, because of this reason. So the three levels here. One level is to say that a Goy touches the wine, is manazeh, it's also b'hanah also. That's the Machaber Shita. Ramah says, Ramah says no, that it's mutar bana because we're not rogil. And in the Chuvas Ramah, he said that he was malamed tchus on people who would even drink the wine. That's one step even more. We don't, rely on, whatever. He was Malavitz Chus on people that used to drink the wine of a guy. And the Rush has on page 22. The Rosh is mechalek between two types of wine of an Akum. One is this Goyish wine, and one is Jewish wine that was touched. So Goyish wine is an Isarna, but Jewish wine that was touched is just an Isarachila. Is that here? And let's see where that rushes. Is here of Katan, the rush?
It's very, very small, but I could expand it.
What page?
It's on page 22, the left side, the left page. Okay, yeah. This is the left arrow. Let me see if I could open up the PDF.
Well, I have, it's okay. But does he, that distinction, do you see that over here?
I can't read it. I'm sorry.
No. I don't see it in this rush. Is there any other rush here on the, do you see in the packet?
No.
I don't see it. The Crone has it from my notes, but it must be in this packet, but I don't see that distinction in the rush. Okay, if you see it, Rabbi Gatan, let me know.
Okay.
The rush that makes a chilek between the Goyish wine, where it's also b'hanah, in contrast to the Jewish wine that was touched, that's only also b'achila. Oh, one second. See? Okay. Okay, Rav Katan, you'll find this in it.
I hope so.
Okay, and then there's the Machlokes, Mechaber Ramah. The Mechaber holds Tam Yenav is also Bahanor as well, and the Ramah is Maker. Then we have a concept of Yayin Mevushal. Yayin Mevushal, the Rambam writes, that.
Oh, Rebbe, the tour may be saying it on page 18.
Oh, tour on page 18.
It's Avimor, Adoni Avi Harosh.
Yeah. Oh, right. On page 18, it says Adoni Avi Harosh, here we will see him at the time of the Maga Goyish. Yeah. So that's where he makes the distinction between a Goyish wine that's also Rana and Jewish wine that was touched. Maybe it's only also Every who see him draw the time of halal must speak him.
A few line above, he says, "Osei yainas nesech esor b'shtiya velo b'na v'arze sumchin b'har b'mekomos v'kachem."
Right, also b'shtiya velo b'hana. Right. Yeah, so you're right. That's probably where it is. Yeah. Okay. Now the Rambam writes that the din of Yayin Nesach is only on things that are roy, that people used to pour in the mizbeach. Says, So Yaim Avushal is mutter because it is not roy to be put on the Mizbeach. So therefore, so the Rush on page 22 asks the question, if the reason of Stam Yenam is Mishum Benoseim, so why does it make a difference if it's Mevushal? So he says, because Yayin Mevushal is a Milsa de Loshchiach. And the milsa lo shchiach lo gozer rabbanan. Because you have to realize when you do yayin mevushal, the yayin doesn't taste as good. So it's a milsa lo shchiach to have yayin mevushal. So memela lo gozer rabbanan. Now the question is,
what so makes if nowadays Yain Mevushal is more common?
Right. So
it would be
Rav Avram Levitt is joining together with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Yosef Sholem Eliashiv, together with Rav Avram Levitt Shlita, to create the Besdin. And say that maybe Bizman Hazeh it shouldn't apply. Wow. Because Rav Shlomo Zalman says those days they had Yain Mevushal, the fumes went up. The fumes went up. And the fumes went up when you cook the wine, then shvach now. But today it tastes differently. Because today they heat up the wine in the pipes. There's no place for the fumes to escape, so it doesn't taste so bad. If it tastes bad, no one would buy it. Right? Most of the wine we have today is the Yain Mevushal wine. So if you want to say like, so that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv saying. Shlomo Zalman said that those days the fume chased. So today we have enclosed pipes.
But Rabbi, isn't the Yayin Mevushal a Jewish invention for nowadays? It's not, Goyim are not interested in Yayin Mevushal. Mishum Tam. It's only us.
So we say that the Yayin Mevushal, they weren't gozer in Yayin Mevushal. But maybe that's only because, like Rav Shlomo Eliashiv said, it's a milsa de lo shchicha. So. But the question that Shlomo Zalman discusses is maybe once they made the gezeira, that's it. Like by, like a gris, by a kesem, by a hilchas nida. So we follow that shear, even though we don't have bed bugs, we know that it's not coming from a bed bug, but since they were covered, like the Hasam Sofa says, they were covered the shear that way. And maybe the whole thing was only But maybe the din of Yain Mevushal is only when it changed the taste. And maybe then the question is how hot does it have to get? But the Shach says the amount of that fire that's going to diminish the, because it's going to go up in fumes. So if you have the amount that's going to diminish, here you see on page 9 of Ushal. The Zion says, Shulchan Aruch says, Mishertiach al gabei ha'esh. It's called Mevuchel. And the Shach says, Da'ainush in Esma'id mi bibdosel, al yidem resicha. And you heat it up, and it's fumes. So now it's, so Rav Moshe Feinstein says that what does Rav Moshe say? You don't need so much. But that's a lettuce go. That's the shuva here. Let's look on page 31. So once it's pasteurized, so then it's, he says, all you need is yatzo lettuce. So that's already considered visual. You don't need, the Tzelemer Rebbe says you need the boiling point, 212. Tzelemer. Rebbe Moshe says, Moshe says, all you need is Yatzo Lettuce Bowl, and it's already considered Yayin Mevushal. So Rebbe Moshe writes today that they do more than Yatzo Lettuce Bowl. He says, in other words, the shear of the shach is even less than Yatzo Letispo. So certainly if you add Zoletispo, pasteurization, how much is pasteurization in wine? No, we'll look it up. Daniel Albert, you here?
Yeah, I'm here, Rebbe.
So, what does it say in your Google search? How much is pasteurization of wine? He says it's more than Yatzo Letispo. So he says that all these wine.
It says 140 degrees for 1 minute.
Pasteurization.
Yeah, wine pasteurization is a constant temperature of 140 Fahrenheit for 1 minute.
And yeah, so that is.
Is less. It's.
What does it say on your machine?
Yad Soledis, according to Rav Moshe, is 110, but it could be as high as 160.
Okay, so.
So depending on who you hold, like if it's 160, so then you're passing the 140 threshold. If you hold under 140, so then it's under Yad Soledis.
You're saying sometimes the pasteurization is less than Gatsolex.
Yeah, well, Google says that there is some hormone that Yatzoledis is all the way up to 160 degrees. So anywhere from 140 to 160, Yatzoledis will be more than pasteurization. Under 140 will be pasteurization is higher than Yatzoledis.
So pasteurization, you said, is how much?
140. 140. But Rav Moshe was 110. So that's
really Yatzoledis.
110 is Yatzoledis. So according to Rav Moshe, so that would mean that pasteurization is higher.
Okay. Now, Ramosha's sheet is that the head of Yad, Yad Mevushal applies, was what I said. Either because it's a So in America, we're so much on that. And the Shlomo Zalman and the Yashi don't want to be Mako. Okay, now there's a Gemara in Vodazara. On Daf Samach, and about a person, a boy is carrying a pouch with wine in it, like a canteen, but it's, and he's carrying it with him and he's walking and it's moving when he walks, it's moving. But even though it's moving, that's not called Menaseh the wine. Because he's not trying to move it, so he's moving because he's walking. Let's see what. The Rambam, let's look at the Rambam, page 37. First in Halacha Beis, he says, not a chli shel yayin piyo. Says, please sosum mutum tato alkum bimokum mokum. How will be shay? So, if you have a kli that's sealed and you're carrying it, so the water is, the wine is moving around. How will be shay? Yahim is not the ancient derf nisach. Heavier node shall yayin. So the Rambam says that even if the kli is open, if it's not derech nisach b'kach, then it's okay. It's on page 30. I mean, the Rashba says. The Rambam says that if it's open, you have to be choshesh that you're going to touch it in the wine. The Rashba says that even if it's open, it's not derech nisuch b'kach, the fact that it's shaking while you're carrying it. Mali kli sosu mali kli pasuach. In darkem anasim kosher b'kli below the bigama v'mahim started the zikish shorim shum day lochos ligosa sheid holkim also l'olam kli pasuach. You don't have to be choshesh the guy's going to touch the wine. Why should he touch the wine? He's not going to leave it open. Totally open. He'll cover it up. So he doesn't want it to spill. And so that's the way he's going to normally do it. And the fact that when he's walking with it and it's moving, so what? That's that there. Everybody wants to give me the following example. Sometimes you have a cleaning lady. She'll come to your and she'll clean out the fridge. Or she'll take everything out and clean and put it back in. So say there's some bottles of wine there in the fridge. And she's going to take it out. So the water's going to shake. Because by definition, when you take a bottle of wine out, it shakes. But he says that's not derech nisuch b'kach. That's not derech nisuch. He's like you're pouring something, you know. So he thought that even if the wine was not sealed, it would be mutter even if it was not the Ayin Bechusha. So then the question is, what is the shear of the bittul of Stam Yenam, Yayin Esav? So on page 44, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, Yayin Shenesach Mavara, Tosu Bekolshu. It's not bottle, Tosu Bekolshu. That's real Yayin Esav. But if it's just Stam Yenam, right, it's not real Yayin Esav, it's just Stam wine of a guy that he touched it, but he didn't really pour it Lavod Zarah. Then it's bottle of shishim. Yayin she'ein also b'shtiya, ein also b'shishim. That's Halacha Beis in page 45. Kuf Lamed Daled Beis. But the Shulchan Aruch says in Halacha Gimel that if Yayin is mixed with water, Stam Yenam. So then it's called the Shesh. So if you have six times the water than the wine, then it's bottled the Shesh. Bottled the Shesh. Now the Shach Shita is that's only by water. That the wine is bottled b'sheish, Stam Yenam. The Taz says that the din of brit l'sheish is even non-kosher wine with other mashkin. That's the Taza Shita. From here, page 49. The Taz says that it's bottled, but doesn't have to be water and wine, even other liquids and wine. Haruvas Yain. So the Shach sheet is if it's water and wine, it's Batul B'Sheish. And the Taz says it's Batul B'Sheish even any liquid with wine. So this is very nogeya to the there's a whole discussion with the Rabbi Bleich has an article. Page 54. Whiskey bruhaha. When they would have whiskey that had non-kosher wine in it. And on page 55, it says Rav Teitz was the one who discovered that. That many blended whiskeys have, it like says here, contains up to 2.5% of sherry wine.
Rebbe, when I was in college, so we had someone from the OU come to speak to us about kosher alcohol, and they said that there's a popular whiskey on the market called Fireball Whiskey, which is Canadian bottling. And they said that Canadian bottling bottling has less regulatory laws, and therefore it's undercut by cheap non-kosher wine, specifically Fireball whiskey. So they said that in America, it's less likely to be undercut because they have stricter laws of what could be called whiskey, but even more so outside the US, like in Canada, where they have less strict laws, that it's undercut.
Uh-huh. Right, so the question is this wine bottle? Or not. So maybe it's Batul B'Sheish. But that's if you hold like the Tats, that it's always Batul B'Sheish. But if you hold like the Shach, that it's only for water is Batul B'Sheish. But if it's not water, you need Shishim, then you have a problem. This was the machlokes between the Taz and the Shach, where the Stam Yenim is bottle b'sheish, is that only by water or even in Shar Mashkin? So Rav Moshe's Shuv is bottle b'sheishim like the Taz. Meaning, but so 1 second. It's bottle b'sheish, according to the Taz. That's one possible heter. And that's even by wine, because it's not water, it's whiskey.
Is that even if it's nice and tam, Rabbi?
So we're assuming that by Sheish it's going to be bottle and it won't be Nosin Tam. But, so that's the Machlokes. The Shach says if it's water, there's a bottle of Sheish. If it's other things, you need Sheishim.
And what about in Mivatlan Lechatzila?
Oh, 1 second. And the And the Torah says that that it's always bottle b'sheish. So if you hold like the Taz, it could be bottle b'sheish. According to the Shach, it's not water here, it's whiskey, so then it needs shishim. If you don't have shishim, it's going to be awesome.
So Rabbi, what's the reason why they age it in sherry casks?
Yeah, one second.
The whole point is that it adds flavor.
Now, what about Ein Bevat Lidus L'Chachila? So that's the question. I mean, the Goyim are putting it in. They're not doing it. So that's where Moshe's Tshuva here. Rav Moshe says that Migir did bottle the shishim. In other words, if you don't hold like the Ravaz, the guy did. So some of Ein Vavdin is Lachatchila was the guy did. The question is, well, you could buy it now according to the Ravaz. That's the problem of Ein Vavdin is Lachatchila, because you're buying it. And others say that that's not a problem. It's already bottled by the guy. And then there's the Tshuva Sarashba. Shekhar quotes it. That whenever you put something in as part of the ingredients, as Shekhar quotes here on page 66, he writes about it. He says, first of all, but maybe it's not going to be bottled with shisha, if Shechter says, because they use stafka or something. So it's shisha's opinion that it's nosin tam of gam, but here it's not nosin tam of gam. And then the Tshuva Sarashba of Shechter quotes that that says that anything you normally put in the ingredients is not bottled. It's part of the ingredients. Bittul is something that happened to fall in. But here, if you bamish put it in as part of the ingredients, there's no bittul. And then we have to discuss the idea of the advaz's thing, that if you buy something, even though it was bottle or you gave the guy, and now when you buy it, then, you know, you're being mevato. So it's a whole discussion here. So the different sheet is, you know, based on the things that we stressed. And then the last page, we have the Chochmas Adam that Rav Shechter likes to quote, not to... page 69. We're saying our Rambam is man, come to call him. To have, it says, Sheikha Shal Akam. So it's also to drink Beveis Hanochri. Even though it's kosher, you can't drink at a guy's house, even beer. So, feel how chel tzu chacham mishal chaslus. Feel also el mokum chiros of shuvia. But in heavy sheichel lebeso and nichlas lebeso nochri. Tish mechila roil chol besh. So not to have yayin in the Bias show joy. Yesh Mechila of a royal Balmesh of Hachi. Hose Besheikh Shemotu in here. Published as Kavi in Kolob, who is a government, watch all the Zechas from both these nuts. He shouldn't any mashke in a very shalachim. Shavuot always quotes the idea that not to go to like in a hotel to get cokes and things like that. But others, I think that but that's not cool. Goes home. That's, you know, goes home means the pastures, perhaps where he's living. You know. Not in a, you know, to go out on a date, to get Coca-Cola and you know, that they, you know, bring to your seat in the lounge of a hotel. So if Shechter's machmer in that, but perhaps one could say that maybe that's not what the Chachmas Adam is referring to. Chachmas Adam is referring to Beis Shogoy. You know, Rachel Shogoy, you're in his house. That leads to, you know, so even though he's going to take out a Coca-Cola in his house, and it's kosher, so then Chachmas Adam says, not only Yayin, but all Mashkin you shouldn't have in his house. Rav Shach, I believe, extends that to, you know, a hotel lobby or something like that. So then, well, that could, maybe you could discuss whether, you know, is that what the Chachmas Adam meant? Or perhaps he only meant in a base social Akum. Akum lives, not in a hotel lounge. Okay, that's, have to look in, you know, look into that. Okay, Rabosai, we have officially finished the Shiurim for, you know, there's still more. I would love to do Malika and Shkita. Okay, you can always listen, you know, go online and listen to the old Shiurim that I gave on these topics. But I think, you know, we did a whole nice, you know, as I said, we started when? What date did we start, Daniel Albert?
August 25th. We've been going 11 months.
25th, and now it's July 28th. So, Okay, so now we have to decide whether should we have this Bechina. So week, I mean, what's the Monday after Tisha B'Av?
Yeah. Let's do Monday after Tisha B'Av, I think is a good. Everyone else, Moda, MZ, Avram, Ari.
Is that the 8th of August?
Yes.
What should we do it?
August 8th, 11th, Yud Aleph Av.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sunday, you can't prepare for it, though. It's Tisha B'Av.
That's actually better. You're not supposed to study.
Wait, do you want to get another week? It's a Chazer? Do the 15th?
I'm flexible either way. I mean, does anyone have a feeling one way or the other?
I say do it on the 8th. You know, who's studying last minute only on Sunday? Study over Shabbos and the week before.
Okay, so let's...
we do it Tuesday? Meaning maybe not the day after Tisha B'Av, but the next day?
Yeah, Tuesday. Maybe that Tuesday instead of Monday. Okay, so Daniel, you have everyone's contact information?
Yeah, I'll put it in the WhatsApp group.
We'll still deliberate.
And okay. And are all the Malicha packets also on the Bechina?
No.
Only the Bas Rechalev.
And these shiurim that I gave on
these last four assorted topics are
also going to be on it. Let's fix Faker, Bas Rechalev, Solomon, I, and Felix, you know, these last four.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel like we need to sing again. Avinu Avarachamon.
Yeah, okay. So, and let Daniel know. Let me know if there's a. So we'll see. I know Ellie Goldberg is starting to work on August 8th. He's coming back. So, okay, we'll have to maybe Tuesday. Okay, we'll figure it out. Why don't you, Daniel, why don't you, open it up to the oil? Not everyone's here. And,
yeah.
You have people who are away, who are listening from afar. So, we want to get their input as well.
Okay.
Okay. Daniel, do you have okay, I'll call you.
Okay.
Okay, very good. Okay, we'll see you. We'll start the regular show, the other show in 5 minutes.